Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of February, the year of our Lord 2019. It's currently 21 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a fabulous Friday. I hope that you are enjoying the day that God has blessed you with, and many of you are rejoicing in the fact that you're entering into the weekend time, and we are also grateful to the Lord for what He's doing. We have a busy weekend planned. We have a funeral. One of the men of our church, elderly men of our church, went home to be with the Lord a few weeks ago. And so the funeral is tomorrow. And then also we have Saturday afternoon Jubilee. And we're believing God for a life-changing time in the Jubilee tomorrow afternoon at the 3 o'clock hour. And then today, very busy this morning. I'll be preaching chapel a little bit after the 8 o'clock hour. And we're looking forward to what God's going to do in the chapel services with the young people. And then after that, I've got a lot of visits to make. We've had another saint of God in our church that passed away this morning. And I'll be going to visit the family. And then we have a spelling bee today at our school for the York County for this region. And so that's going to be exciting. And then our boys are playing in the tournament, basketball tournament tonight. So, Brother Bell is very busy in the work of the Lord. So much to do. And we're praying for laborers to come help us. We need help. We need to put roofs on. We need to do sheetrock and electrical work and just so much to do. And we're trusting the Lord to guide us and to help us in this great it's not an adventure, but it is an adventure. It's exciting, and we're grateful for it. In our Bibles today, we're looking in John chapter number 11. And in John chapter number 11, in verse number 40, Jesus is conversing with Martha. And all through this passage of Scripture, we have found that Martha has had an encounter with Christ. She initiated that encounter. She ran to the Lord and began to chat with Him and to share really her frustration. Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And so often in our life, we will say the same things to the Lord. Lord, if You would have moved, I would not be in this condition. Lord, if You would use Your miracle-working power, our family wouldn't be in this position. And we begin to doubt the Lord. We begin to say things that we ought not to say to the Lord. And we end up in trouble is what we do. We must trust the Lord wholeheartedly. We cannot be on our own. We cannot be in the position where we think we know better than the Lord. And so, as He is conversing with Martha, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Jesus Christ is trying to get Martha to understand something that He has previously mentioned to her. And that something is that He had told her that if she would believe, her life would be transformed. But yet, she's doubting again. And here Jesus is at the tomb of Lazarus, and He already weeps over the tomb of Lazarus and weeps over the people and their unbelief. And Jesus Christ is getting ready to raise Lazarus from the dead. But before He even does that, He converses with Martha and He says, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? And we know what happened. We that are Bible students know that He touched Lazarus, raised him from the dead. He was already stinking, and he come out in his grave clothes, and Jesus Christ said, loose him and let him go. Oh my, what a miracle. And it all happened because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has that power. I hear the Lord saying to me today, dear friend, do you hear the Lord saying to you today? Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Oh my, that's what we need to understand today, that we must believe. We'll see the glory of God. And many of us are doubting the Lord, and we're wondering if God is really who He says He is, and can He do what He says He will do? He can. And let's believe so that we might see the glory of God. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. I pray you have a wonderful weekend, and just a little bit over a week away, we'll be down in Sheraton 2019. I hope that you'll be a part of that at the WGCR 720 and the FM stations and across the airwaves around the world as we raise the yearly budget for the station. Come and bring a load of money with you and come and be a part of what God's doing. And I look forward to being there on Thursday morning. And I've got a special treat this year. I'm bringing my beautiful wife with me, and we're looking forward to being a part of what God's going to do in Sheraton 2019. God bless you. Have a tremendous weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.